good to offer the invitation. I was at one time at Tahoe, and there was just a few of us. And the guy up front said, why don't I just offer the invitation anyway? Maybe somebody is standing outside the door and can hear and come that way. Well, that was a bit extensive. But perhaps there are some here who would need the prayers of the congregation. You know why? Because prayers do work, especially in a congregation that has elders. Because it says in James that if anyone is sick, let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer offered in faith will restore the one who is sick. And if he has committed sins, they will be forgiven him. My name is Carl Walker, for those who I haven't met. You might just remember me by the military haircut, maybe. I am military, Air National Guard. And upcoming, I will be working with the Sheriff's Department, working on their building. So that's why I have the this type of haircut. Now, that decides the matter. So, some of you may have seen the movie recently, Exodus. Has anybody seen it? Mm-hmm. The question remains, why not stick to the blueprint? And the blueprint is right here. I'll not ruin the movie for those who haven't seen it, but it was obvious in the movie that the movie makers were trying to appease the so-called scientists of the day, or the naturalists. That was quite evident. And why in the world there wasn't a wall on both sides of them? Well, it was truly based on a true story, no doubt about that. In Hebrews 11, going forward, from where Brother Havistock has left off in his teaching about the Hebrews, to the Hebrews, from an unknown writer. Well, it says, if it walks like a duck and it quacks like a duck, it must be a duck. Not necessarily. The writings of Hebrews certainly appear to be that of Paul, the Apostle Paul. And its words are truly irrefutable and can't be questioned as to its authenticity. We know that in Hebrews, without faith, it is impossible to please him. And how many times was it emphasized, you got to have faith. Lord, we are perishing here. Wake up. Waves, the wind. We're going to die here in the water. No. What did Jesus do? We know what he did. Peace be still. And what did he say right after that? Where is your faith? Faith is certainly important. In Hebrews 12, verse 1, it says that we're surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses. And we're to be cognizant of the fact that we're Christians who carry faith, who are of faith. Hebrews 11, as I had mentioned before, tells of those who are of great faith, which most of us know of, but they're willing to go to any extent to not deny the Christ. It's been said by some, you hear through the years, about the grumblings of those the Israelites. In the desert. Yes, very harsh, terrible conditions. And it said sometimes, well, we would have been like them. No, don't think so. Because are we like them now? No. We're a particular people, his own special people, that we may proclaim the praises of him who called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. They were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. Still others had trial of mockings and scourgings, for you to read it slowly and see what's happening. You can see how extensive it is, what they had to endure. And they endured unto death, to death. Trial of mockings. That would be kind of harsh to take. Trial of mockings. All the harsh things that were thrown at them, like blaspheming the Lord, of chains and imprisonment. They were stoned. You know? You ever had a rock thrown at you and hit? got hit by a rock, a stone? Not a good thing. I could tell you a childhood story, but that's beside the point. Of being struck by a rock. Yeah. They were slain with a sword. They were sawn in two. Now that gets graphic. They were tempted. We know that the Lord does not tempt anyone. But each one is tempted when he is drawn away and enticed by his own lust. I'm going to have to... This is supposed to be 5-10 minutes. Okay. I'll... So, can only say that to everyone that who is willing possibly to change their ways, to come to the Lord, that now is the time, because we don't always know when our time may end. There was a very popular case not too long ago, and one of the persons who died was filmed recently before that case, and he was shown saying, who knows where I'll be in a year? Dead is where he was in a year. Brother Bruce led a song this morning, I will wait for the Lord, my soul doth wait, and in word do I hope, is what was written above the song. It was from the Psalms. Now is the time. Some want to make a special event of being baptized. Some people walk into the lake of Tahoe to be baptized. I thought the better idea was the person who up on Kingsbury Grade was baptized in a sauna, jacuzzi, because that person decided not to wait. But if you need strength from the brethren who's everybody, this is the brotherhood. It includes everyone. We ask you to come as we now stand and sing.